Brad Carter, you've got to come back with me. Back to the 90s. You see, according to my calculations, during the early to mid-1990s, you made approximately $186,000 worth of fraudulent telephone calls. Now, because the telephone companies lacked the money for those calls, they had to decrease the amounts by which they were funding secret scientific research at Bell Laboratories. The technological progress at Bell Labs was irretrievably delayed by a factor of about 30 years. This was work that was destined to advance the sciences of holographic film projection, hover flight capabilities for cars and skateboards, and TV set robot waiters for restaurants, home fusion energy reactors, and dehydrated pizza. All important innovations vital to the future success and prosperity of mankind. Look outside, man. It's 2015, but everyone has to tie their own shoelaces. Your jacket zipper doesn't even speak to you. The cars outside aren't flying, are they? Now, they're not even fueled by rotting garbage. Your simple desire to defraud the telephone company for an irresponsible decade of your life has caused the timeline to skew into this tangent, creating an alternate 2015, a reality in which the world's oil companies remain rich and powerful and married to your mother. It's all your fault, Brad Carter. You made the future like this. You're freaking, and you're sharing and promoting your freaking techniques with your text files and your websites, and your best-selling book caused a time paradox, the results of which have started a chain reaction that could unravel the very fabric of the space-time continuum and destroy the entire universe. And what's more, you've ensured that the gleaming neon-colored future of 2015 becomes just a crappier version of the 20th century, with worse popular music and duller podcasts. We need to set things right. And I've worked out a plan for us to do it. I need you to meet me tonight at the Twin Pines Mall at 1:15. We'll go back to 1991. We'll find you some odd jobs you can start working at in order to begin earning and repaying your $186,000 debt to the phone company, thereby repairing the damage to the timeline caused by your phone freaking and restoring the promising, prosperous, potential-filled future of 2015. Don't forget now, 1:15 a.m. Twin Pines Mall. Bring a chunky VHS camera, and I'll see you in the future.